Cha! What up, guys? I am back with the popping, sizzling stir fry. I got a new mic too from the TikTok shop. You know what it is. We got some steak and shrimp, baby. Steak and shrimp. So I'm gonna put that in. Do I wanna put the shrimp in first or the steak in first? I'm gonna put the steak in first. All day. There we go. All day. Woo! All right, here we go, guys. It's Greg Grease all day. We got the steak in for the steak and shrimp stir fry. Poppin' sizzlin' stir fry. Thursdays. Just look at that. All right, guys, so it's looking good. I'm letting it do a little bit of working in there with the garlic and the extra virgin olive oil. I'm gonna put a little more extra virgin olive oil in there, guys. Thank you, first of all. Thank you for that, because I'm popping sizzling for you. Let me throw some shrimp in there, guys. All day. We got a little shrimp. Not gonna put as much shrimp in as I have here. Leave some of that off to the side. And let this cook a little bit. And as it cooks, then I'll probably do mushroom. You know what, guys? I probably should have put in my peppers. I probably should have put my peppers in right around the same time I put my garlic in. So that's what it is. But don't worry about it like before. So let me throw those in there, guys. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool all day. Yeah, no. As you see, it's looking good. It's got a nice color to it. It's got a really great color to it, guys. And you know how I do it. You look in the back, you look in the past, and I'm gonna throw some of my previous lives up. Some of my previous live stir fry Friday lives up. And my sizzling, popping, sizzling Sundays up, and you're gonna see how we did work. Popping, sizzling, right there, guys. That's what we're gonna be doing. Still have my favorite bowl right here with my spinach. You know how I love my spinach. I like to throw a little lemon on this spinach because it helps with the what they call oxalates. And you wanna break down some of those oxalates, and lemon helps. And that's what we're doing. And also today, guys, I have a brown rice noodle, which I'm actually gonna put in today. You know how sometimes I don't. And I have a brown rice, but I'm not gonna use the brown rice. I'll use it separate. And because I want the noodles in today. And I'm kind of debating if I wanna use my Thai sauce. Do I wanna put it in or just wanna put it on afterwards? And we'll see. So thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate you. Make sure you see everything we're doing as on TikTok. So we looking good, guys. It's smelling good too. It's smelling real good. I tell you, one of the best stir fries that I created was the stir fry with my mom for my mom's birthday. We did a strawberry, it was my mom's birthday, December the 10th, and we did a strawberry lemon chicken. Strawberry lemon chicken stir fry. And it was okay. Also, this knife is in my showcase. This knife does its thing. This knife does its thing. You see that? Real simple. Real simple. That's what we're doing. Let's put some mushrooms in here, guys. It's looking good. Like I said, normally I would have put in my peppers along with the garlic or right after the garlic, but I put in the meat, then I put in the peppers, but it's still doing what it's supposed to do. I'm gonna put in some mushrooms. Boom. Got some mushrooms in there. And I'm gonna put a little bit more sauce. I mean, not sauce, oil. Oil's not bad. If you have a good grade of oil, I have an extra virgin olive oil, a better quality. Also, I think they said wherever they source it from. So, you know, when you put this oil in there versus a different type of oil, even if you put a little extra, it's not going to be a problem for you. But check that out. Make sure you check it out. I like to do it because it's worked for me. It's worked for me and my body. And guys, you know, normally I don't put cabbage, but I've been eating a lot of cabbage recently. Throw a little cabbage in there just right now. Because I like my cabbage a little bit softer than it is harder. I don't like my spinach as soft. But my cabbage, I like it to be a little bit, I guess you say cooked, not soft, but cooked. So I got some cabbage. And then we only have a few more things to put in there, guys. We have some spinach I'm going to put in there, a little bit of kale. And then we're almost done. And that's what a stir fry Thursday is about. Stir fry Thursday is easy, man. This is something like you could literally go cook the same thing in about 15 minutes. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to cook a good stir fry. But make sure you check the profile, guys, because I got a feeling we're going viral this weekend. Or if not this weekend, Mother's Day weekend for sure. I'll also be going live. Thank you guys. I can't see exactly who's there, but I appreciate you guys for sharing with me. I need to have on my glasses. Thank you. I think I just saw a number of 50. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. So, but yeah, if we're not going viral this weekend, we're going viral next Mother's Day weekend, guys. So check out my profile. Check out the thing. Look at this. Tell me what you think, guys. And like I said, I keep saying this, but I'm going to get a bigger screen so I can see the comments and definitely see the people that's supporting us. I thank you guys for doing what you do. And this is smelling good. This is smelling good. I don't have to let this go too much further. I think I am going to put, let me put some spinach in here. I don't know if I want to put the spinach or I'm going to put the spinach first. Put the spinach in there because I still like a little raw crispiness to my spinach. You know, when I'm eating it. And then I also have a bowl of spinach, so I'll pour it over this bed of spinach. And then, you know, when my family eats some, they can, you know, my wife likes a chewier spinach or whatever you call it, a more cooked spinach. So, you know. Anyway, guys, so here you go. The color, you can barely see the color. You can see the green now because I put a lot of extra spinach in there. But we're working it. We're making it work. And again, maybe using a little bit of oil to someone, but to me, it's pretty good. It's a good grade of oil. I spent a lot for that bottle. Not that bottle. That's my mother-in-law gave that to me. And there you go. You can't hear the sizzling now. But guys, we're almost done. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you. I see my wife is there. I can't see who's in that first position, but I do see there's a first position. I thank you so much for sharing your love with us. And you gave us some peppers. I like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're almost done. One day, like I've been telling everybody, one day you're going to see me on TV or we're going to be on the stage and I'm going to come in, we're going to go all day. And then I'm going to feed you guys. That's what we're going to do. That is what we're going to do. So that's later. And who knows? Who knows? Who knows what it is? It's going to be later, but who knows, guys? So, yeah, I tell you what, that's about it. And we're going to put some noodles in. Let's get some of these in there. Put some noodles in. These are brown rice noodles. And again, a lot of people like to put the sauce in, which it makes more sense to have your style of sauce, whatever sauce you get, so it can meld with the stir fry. But today, I don't want to put it in there. Two reasons, because it's not a sugar-free sauce. And I'm limiting myself on certain sugars because, like, sometimes I just want to go crazy on sugar. So I don't want to eat sugar all day, all night, because then I feel like when I really want to go crazy on sugar, I can't do it. So I'm probably going to put the sauce on. I won't put it on inside so it can meld and mix and gel the stir fry together. There you go, guys. Popping, sizzling. Can you hear that? We popping, sizzling. We popping, sizzling, popping, sizzling. What? All right, guys, that's what we doing. That's what we are doing. Popping, sizzling. All right, guys, that sounds good. What are we talking about? That's what it is, guys. I'm Greg Reese all day, having fun on TikTok. I love it. I hope y'all can hear that like I can hear it. Where's my other mic? Man, I'm getting close to the pop of sizzling so y'all can hear it. Whee! It's popping sizzling, baby. It's popping sizzling. Usually end it with some juice, but today I just have some fresh water, guys. There you go. Here's to you. Here's to you. Once again, look for some collaborations with Liz Rogers and its executive chef, Liz Rogers, the creator, the owner of Creamalicious brand. Just search the Creamalicious ice cream brand. That's amazing. It's amazing just to be able to watch how that grew. And she's right here on TikTok. This is not just, she's global. Don't get me wrong. She's global, but she's right here on TikTok. You can log off of this and go right to her, So Creamalicious, guys, right on TikTok.